Kalina Briggs is an incredibly talented singer-songwriter and a proud descendant of the Yorta Yorta and Wiradjuri peoples. For over 25 years, Kalina has performed with Yuwalarai musician, writer, storyteller Nadi Simpson as part of the absolutely legendary duo Stiff Gins. Their fourth album, Crossroads, reaffirms the band's status as matriarchal pioneers in the Australian black music scene. It is also your feature album this week on 2SER, and it is my absolute honour and pleasure to welcome to the show the one, the only, Kalina Briggs. Good morning.
Good morning. That's a lovely intro. Thank you very much.
Well, I could go on and on and on, but I wanted to be talking to you at some stage. Congratulations to you both for being the feature album here on 2SER and for ringing in 25 years as Stiff Gins in such wonderful style.
Oh, thank you for having it. It's such an honour to be on here as well. Thank you.
Do you recall sort of, because you got your start, I believe, just up the road from the 2SER studios?
We did. In 1997, they put out a call in some local papers. I think The Drum may have been one of them, that there was a opportunity at the TAFE, Sydney Institute of Tech, to do a certificate too in music.
Yep.
And I had just finished high school in Campbelltown. And I thought, I don't want to go to uni. This sounds amazing. And and at the end it said, when you complete this course, you will have the skills to sing in a nightclub or bar. And I went, yes. That's it. I want to go.
Right.
So that's how we started. And she sat next to me in the foyer and I ignored Nadi because I was just so scared and nervous coming all the way from the West, Campbelltown. Yeah. And here we are all these years later.
It is just absolutely wonderful, although I think I might need to verify some of those statements there. I've seen you live. I've seen press photos. There is no way you were alive in 1994.
No, that's 97.
97. No.
Yeah, I just, like, yeah, it's
hard to believe.
I was 17 and I just finished my high school certificate and I went, I have no interest in university right now.
That's not to stop anyone else from pursuing tertiary education.
No, it's weird because I then went on to go. I used to work at UTS and then I was the manager of the Indigenous unit there. So I did go into academia, but it took me around the long way.
Yeah, as well it should. This is a beautiful, beautiful record.
Yeah, it is.
It's one, produced by Sid Green on this one. What was the sort of aims and objectives before you hit the studio to make Crossroads?
Oh, it changed. Like the beginning of it was we hadn't recorded for a long time because we play live quite a lot.
Yeah.
The recording process, we had loved previous recordings, but we felt like we still hadn't got what we wanted, the sound we wanted. And we'd known Sid for forever and we love him. And we just wanted to get the songs that we'd been singing live for the last 10 years out. Like, oh, can we just put them out? People keep asking if there's a recording of it. And then it kind of shifted into recording and creating all these new songs to sit with them. And it became this thing that it's like a really lovely opportunity to explore how we wanted to sing in a new space. So it ended up being something that we are incredibly proud of. I think it is my favourite album of ours. And just turned out that way.
Yeah. Seeing as you and Nadi have worked together for such a long time, is there a kind of like a shorthand, an unwritten language between, or unspoken language between the two of you when it comes to songwriting and performing and recording?
Yes. I think that's one of the joys of having that relationship for so long. And Nadi is my best friend. She's like my big sister as well. So we have this amazing, and we're very different people. Like we have completely different, but our humour is very similar.
Yeah.
And I think that comes across in what we do. But it's been cultivated over 26 years, and more. It's like, I mean, it's very, very amicable as well. Like we listen to each other and we're each other's biggest fans, which I think is really great too.
You've got a harmonious relationship both musically and personally.
We do.
It's really awesome. And with this, it's one of those things is obviously with a lot of, you're not just making beautiful songs with your blend of folk and roots and everything. It's sort of one of those things is keeping language and culture alive through the lyrical storytelling.
Yeah. Nadi made a point. We were at a gig the other day and she said, we sing a lot about ghosts. And I think history is such like those echoes of those people that are no longer with us. And I think that in a way, these kind of recordings are a great way to honour them and those stories of those people that cannot tell their story, or we connect with them in that way. And yeah, I think that's been a really beautiful part of it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would imagine, sort of, seeing as you've got 25 years there in the biz as Stiff Gins, you've seen a lot of acts grow from being children just starting out in music to now being the ones who are carrying the torch for local music.
Yeah, we had a conversation. We get quite a few people come up to us and say, "You guys were pioneers. You guys were the ones that started it." And I said, "But we're still here."
Yeah.
And it's like we're not going out the pasture or anything, but it is such an honour. And I, in my personal life, to highlight and platform those young fellas is really, really important, because and it's such a joy seeing all these beautiful and different genres just out there plugging it and doing, and we're in the best field. Like, music is wonderful, and to watch all these new people in their element is such a joy.
Beautiful. And you're also doing that professionally as well, because you're actively involved there with Music New South Wales, ensuring that they're sort of, because it's been a tough time for musicians recently, but you're there actively doing your best to ensure that people can come up in the biz, make a sustainable career out of it, and of course to keep finding new threads for that rich tapestry of music.
That's right. I mean, I'm very fortunate that in not just in my own personal music career, in my actual day job at Music New South Wales, I get to meet all these artists and discuss what wonderful steps they can take next. So, yeah, I'm in a pretty, pretty great space right now.
And it'd be a pretty good situation there as well, where not only are young artists being influenced by you, the fact that you're there in the scene doing your thing means that you would be influenced by them as well.
Absolutely. There's a whole group of young artists today that have skills that I actually don't really want. It's that whole promoting yourself on Instagram thing.
Oh, well, you'd be great
and
at
it's
that.
Like, oh no, I don't even know how to use Instagram. I watch videos of tiny homes. You know what I mean? It's like they can promote themselves in a way, and I was like, oh, I just can't do that.
Oh, well, it was just absolutely wonderful to have your album Crossroads as the feature album this week on 2SER. Kalina Briggs, an honour to be speaking with you here on 2SER Breakfast. Can you please pass on our best to Nadi? And I would love to know what you've got happening next, if you're at liberty to say so. I would imagine that the response that this album has received has just added more fire to Stiff Gins.
Yeah, like we're ready to do our next writing retreat.
Beautiful.
So go out bush and just write some new music. So, yeah, it's all very exciting for us.
Oh, and it's very exciting for me to have you here on 2SER Breakfast. Can't wait to see what you've got next. Do please stay in touch. We love your work. The new album is absolutely beautiful. Thank you for blessing us with it.
Oh, thank you so much, Danny. Have a lovely, lovely morning.